Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Program reminder, change, Omaha. We're going with Danielle Allen Tuck from the Baltimore Banner at 9:15. But right now, our buddy from School of Rock, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Rock Abaco. What's up, Rock?
What's up, guys? Rock Lobster. That was a nice choice.
That song makes zero sense, right?
It makes no sense. But I was called that a few times. Either Rock Lobster, sometimes one friend liked to call me Joe Rockhead. There's a lot of things you can do with this name.
Well, Rock, the Orioles have played 23 games since St. Louis left town, and thank God they left town. Since that time, I'll be honest with you, because using your name again, I thought that was rock bottom for us. I did. I thought that was it for us. There's no way this they can't turn this around. 23 games since then, they're 15-8. Are we seeing a better example of who this Baltimore Orioles team is now, or is this just a good run, in your opinion?
I mean, they're definitely playing better overall. I just feel like, you know, it might surprise some people they're 15-8 because they're not really able to gain much ground. I just checked, and they're still 6.5 back for that last wild card. There's still so many teams ahead of them. It's not just that number, but it's all the teams that they have to leapfrog, and I feel like they've been 6.5 for a while now, and that's just what happens when you dig this kind of a hole. Fortunately, they are playing some of those teams ahead of them, including the Rangers, who I think are 3 back. But, you know, we have a running joke going with the beat writers now where every time they win, we're like, they're back. You know, when you beat a Max Fried, for example, or, you know, a couple of these other games where it's like they've come back and won, but they're back. Then they almost get no hit. Now forget it. And they lose the 2-1 lead Sunday. Then they win last night. We're like, they're back. You know, it's just, it's going back and forth. But when you have this kind of a deficit, they've got to get on a big run here. And it's not just do that by September. I mean, the trade deadline is less than 6 weeks away. And if they don't gain more ground, Mike Elias could turn around and start peeling off veteran pending free agents. So it's going to be basically a concession, because if you do that, then you really limit your chances of making that run. So they've got to get started now, and they just can't seem to build that kind of momentum. I mean, even going 3-4 on the road trip, let's say they had held that lead, they went 4-3. That's still not good enough. Like, they have to go on a long winning streak here, and soon.
Rock, who exactly is Trevor Rogers?
I mean, they won that trade. Who knew? I thought they lost the trade. Now they won the trade.
Yeah, like, I don't quite get what's going on here.
Like, I mean, he made some adjustments, and he said last night, obviously at the time last year, they optioned him after 4 starts, and it was the best thing that could have happened to him, even though at the time he certainly didn't think so. But he worked on some mechanics. You know, you got to get your confidence back, obviously, and he was pressing. And you know, Mancelino mentioned that the one poor outing he had of the previous start, you know, you get to a spot, besides the fact that it was, you know, really bad conditions there in Tampa. But, you know, every start could be, you know, your last one if you're going to get sent back down. So you put that kind of pressure on yourself. But he just seemed relaxed and just got in that groove last night. And again, the mechanics are better and the velocity's back up. I mean, he was 95-96, and last year with the Orioles, he was like 88-90. So I think what we saw last night is who he can be. And at this point, you may as well keep running him out there. I mean, the rotation had one quality start in the last 11 before last night. So clearly there's that need. And, you know, especially with Povich on the IL, and why wouldn't you run him out there and see what you've got and, you know, to try harder to justify, you know, trading two prospects for him. So I think he's capable. I'm not saying 8 scoreless every time out, but I think he was much better than what he showed last year. And then he comes to spring training and he arrived with the knee injury. So we knew he wasn't going to make the club out of spring training, and that set him back. So he's had to overcome quite a few things, but man, he was on last night. You know, the pitch mix, that changed up an entire right-handed hitting lineup, which usually can be death for a lefty. It was really impressive, and I think you just keep running him out there every 5 or 6 days.
I'm also going to give you a Jeopardy answer. Who is Charlie Morton?
Well, hey, he's been 3 of his 4 starts this month. He's been really, really good. He just had that the one stumble. So I think what we're seeing now is what they certainly were expecting when they gave him that contract, and why that didn't happen early on. I mean, he couldn't even answer that question. We kept making a big deal on his velocity being up. He's like, yeah, that's great, but he's got his curveball is one of the best pitches in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
Any pitcher, any pitch, and it was not happening for him for the longest time this year, and he had no explanation for it. So I think finally everything's, you know, working for him and coming together. And you know, on paper, this is a good matchup tonight. The Rangers are going with an opener, a lefty. And Wade Morton's pitching, you got to like how it looks, at least on paper. But, you know, we know that doesn't always pan out. But, yeah, he's certainly turned things around as well.
So you have Morton, game one starter in the postseason, and Rogers the game two then, just because he's a veteran, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what you would do, absolutely. In a short series, anything can happen.
Just like we all thought. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Rockabaco, thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.